Love Talk Radio.
So we are now excited about being on the air this morning. We are live on our Blog Talk Radio show and on our Facebook Live. As Laura said, our Facebook familia
keeps growing and growing.
So we want to say good morning to Miss Anna Marie. Say good morning. Thank you for tuning in this morning and jumping on and getting ready to hear this powerful young woman of the Most High God. Yes. God is using in a mighty way. Your other pastor, Tina tuned in. Who is that? Pastor Rick.
He's dropping in.
Pastor. Isn't this awesome, girl? I'm so excited. So Anna Marie says good morning, and we salute you today. But would you like to welcome our students?
And this is Generation Alpha.
Yeah.
We have Generation Alpha here today.
Yes. So you want to welcome?
Sure.
Welcome everybody. Welcome everybody.
Bienvenidos. Love Talk Radio.
Yes. So we want to say thank you to our studio audience for being here today.
Yay.
And as we see, it's more that are on the way, but they're all tuned in while they're on the way. I think that's so awesome. And then we have our Facebook family that's tuned in, and we thank God for you guys for encouraging us. And you know, if it's anything you would like to say to Gabby today or acknowledge her. So this is our special guest, Minister Abby Gabby.
Yes.
Minister Gabby Sepulveda.
Sepulveda.
She can say it way better than me.
Yes. and for anybody that is going to watch the show later and you just happen to see the show and you tune in, God bless you around the world, in Mexico, in Nueva York, in Africa, just wherever you are, God bless you. And share the video.
Share the video. Hey, we're so excited about the people of God. And
we're saying hi, Gabby.
Gabby has some things she wants to share that's on her heart. This is kind of the I'm going to minister, teach, and preach.
Okay, so let's go into...
That's what I'm talking about. Let's just go.
Okay,
that's why we come with this Alpha generation.
Alpha generation.
They ready.
So whenever I get my school books in, it's going to be summer break and everyone else. And I don't like penmanship, but life isn't always going to be easy, though.
You better say it.
Listen, people.
I know. and sometimes you just got to get through it.
That's right.
So remember, life isn't always going to be easy.
Yeah.
And 3 days ago, God told my uncle to go to church, and he got saved.
Woo! Gosh, that's powerful.
Well, can I share to that? Last night I picked up my sister from work around 10 something. Me and Dalis were texting, and we gave her friend a ride. And her friend, when he was getting out of the car, he goes, "My sister tells me about you, but I want to ask you right now. She say you love God and you pray for people. Can you pray for me?" And I said, "Sure. What you need me to pray?" He's 19 years old, and then he said. I said, "Have you gave your heart to the Lord? Jesus, Lord, save you. Have you invited him into your heart?" And, you know, I was just led by the Holy Spirit. And he says, "No, I have not. But I want you to pray for me, and I would like to give my heart right now to Jesus."
Wow.
Last night was 11. And then my sister, after he, you know, we prayed and Holy Spirit spoke and spoke to him, power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it was just amazing. And, when we were leaving, that God spoke and we prayed. My sister said, "I didn't expect that."
Wow,
and I said, "Well, you, sister, you've been sharing the good news." See, my sister's sharing the good news.
Right.
She tells everybody about the Blog Talk Radio and how we invite people and warriors. Because you're a warrior.
Yes, you are.
Okay? Gabby. You're a warrior. And then so she tells people, that we serve God, that you know, that we pray and he asked for prayer and he was ready to give his part. Isn't that awesome?
So, what you're saying is that the devil got two black eyes.
Two black eyes.
Yes, that's what you're saying.
And my sister and I said, well, that's how God works. When you least expect it, boom, he shows up.
So, Gabby, I know you were extremely grateful to the Lord for your uncle giving his life to the Lord and getting saved. So how does that make you feel to know that that really has taken place?
I don't know. It's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very amazing.
Yes.
So today we're going to be talking about the Alpha Generation.
Yes.
That's tuning in today. Thank you for tuning in. Please share the video.
That
this video will be an encouragement to not only us, but to the next generation. Of children that are coming up under this amazing time. And Gabby is truly a, Laura says, a warrior. She's a warrior.
And bold warrior.
Right, yeah.
Can I add to the warrior a bold?
Yeah.
No fear.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a bold warrior.
No shame.
She shares the word.
Yes.
She writes the word. She reads the word. She worships the word. She's a worshiper. And she's a declarer. She speaks things and declares things in the atmosphere, and they come to pass. And then she gets up and testifies about it.
Yes. And another thing that I'm blessed that she does too, you know, when she's in church, anything you ask her to do, she don't even say, let me think about it, I'm going to pray about it. She says, yes, I'll do it for the Lord, yes.
And, you know what, Tim? Most of the time we don't have to ask.
No.
She's already saying, Pastor Ella, I want to do this.
You don't
got to
do that. That's true.
Yeah.
Like she's so what?
Yeah. So let's try to help people of that this morning with just your presence, which is so awesome. We've been so looking forward to it. So I want everyone to know that the reason Gabby's here today, because normally she would pop in and then pop out, but she's doing the whole show today. Let me tell you why. Because she asked.
Yes.
Can I come on the show next? She ain't playing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what does the pastor say? Oh, no, you're not ready yet. No, the pastor say, let me get thee out the way. Okay? And you give this next generation
room.
Yes. Just like, and I want to share a quick testimony because I know normally you're there on the first three Sundays, but this is what happened with Jaden and Tara's girls, Autumn and Allie. So Pastor Marlo, I realized without your mom being in the building, that I'm so unbalanced. So this is just, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So I go to this amazing event that the Lord totally blessed me with, gift after gift after gift after gift. Okay? And I totally forgot about the first fruit. Not about the first fruit, but about the first fruit set up. So I'm like, you know, I'm at my place in the morning where I really sit with the Lord and the Holy Spirit, which is at my makeup mirror. So I'm at, and it's my sanctuary. So the Holy Spirit reminded me that I did not set up. I said, oh, my gosh. So I had to, because I had a whole nother plan, and that's what we're going to talk about moving forward in the plans of God. So you're going to read this scripture in a minute, okay? And I get to the church, and lo and behold, Pastor Rick and the worship team was there, and which was a blessing, which was the children. See, the children was part of the team.
Yes.
So it was Jaden and the two girls, okay, which is Tara's daughters. So as I go in, I don't say nothing. I just go in, and we speak to everybody. Pastor Rick is a witness, and I start getting all the tables out. And so Jaden gets up, and he comes over and starts helping me pull out the tables. We pull the tables out. Then Jaden starts helping me pop the tables open and busting them back and sitting them open, and then the girls start pulling the chairs, and it was a team Jesus moment going on with Pastor Rick. How old is Jaden? With the leader of the 9-year-olds, and then the other children led, and we got the mission accomplished, and we had a beautiful first fruit Sunday. And I just thank God for this Alpha Generation, because you don't have to ask them to do nothing.
And they help clean up too.
Oh yes,
they
after church. Yes, so you don't have to ask them, can you get up and help? No, you don't have to ask them to preach. You don't have to ask them to worship. You don't have to ask them to serve. You don't have to ask them to be on a national platform. They are here. Yes, this Alpha Generation is showing up, and I'm so excited to, you know, kind of straddle back and give them room.
Yeah,
because see, when we teach them, they get it. excited about the things of God.
Yes, they do.
They get excited about it more than you got to almost get a crowbar on the other people. Okay? So pry them out the seats and get them to just move in the flow of the supernatural, right?
Yes.
I'm talking about what God's talking about.
And it's like just this morning, you know, my granddaughter's ready to come, and we're going to pray for Gabby. They're ready. You see how they're ready? And they're ready for outreach. They're ready to go to prayer night, whatever. Every day they're like, where are we going? What are we doing? You know, they're so, like, ready.
Yeah, it's the next generation.
They want to do it.
Yes. And it's the Alpha generation. You know, the Lord tells us about the Alpha. He's the Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. And I'm
so excited.
Thank you, Papa Jack. The GGs are in the house. Check it out, Abby. This is life water, girl.
It's
check
holy
it
water.
Out.
Bam! So this is the day that
the Lord has
made.
And we're going to what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Yes.
I love it.
It's not bubbly water.
It's not.
Girl, Kathy ain't playing. She says she does not like bubbly
water. It's regular water.
So I want to kind of read a few things here. Sister Anna Marie, good morning again. She says, hi, Gabby.
And
your grandmother is watching this morning, and I'm so excited that this is all going down.
I need to watch
it. You do it. Yes. So to God be the glory. We just want to say thank you guys for tuning in, because we know Gabby has a word and a story for us today. But we're going to start out by talking about moving forward, especially into this new Alpha generation that God is already prepared. You know, this was already predestined. You know, so as the people of God, we have to be able to move back and give them room. You know, and stop looking at their statue, their size, because they're ready. God has pricked their heart.
Yes.
And we have to give them room even to make mistakes.
Yes.
But we're still making them.
Oh, yes.
Did I
Amen.
Say that? Yes.
Amen.
We're still making them.
Yes.
And that's how we grow. Yes. You know, so I just want to thank God for Gabby being here today and her zeal to say, I want to come next.
Yes.
And she coming, and she came, and she's here.
Yes.
Okay? And she has a word for everyone. So, but we're going to start out with the scripture. We're going to go to Jeremiah. And I know we read this a lot, 29 and 11, but we're going to read it today because of the
new man advertising.
Yes, this new revelation.
New revelation.
You want to read it in Espanol?
Uh-huh. God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra en Jeremías 29, versículo 11, dice, porque yo sé los pensamientos que tengo acerca de vosotros, dice Jehová.
Aleluya.
Pensamientos de paz y no de mala.
I love that.
Para darnos al fin que esperes.
So you ready, Gabby? You want to read your...
Was it this one?
Yes.
Go ahead.
You don't want to read it. Okay. So tell them where you're coming from. In here.
Okay, so this is Jeremiah 29:11-15. For I know the plans I have for you, declares to proclaim, to announce the Lord's plans for welfare.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare to health, happiness, and fortune.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Of a person or group. Protection and not for evil, to give for a future and a hope. And you will call upon me and pray with me, and I hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
With all your heart.
Ooh.
So what is the? How does that sum that up? So what do we say here? This is what.
This is where you make the decision in your forward
movement.
Mm-hmm. Whose plan you will choose. You choose. Your plan or God's plan for year of 2022.
That's right. So what you just read is, of course, Jeremiah 29:11-13, where it says God knows the plan. It's not about our plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's his plan.
Yeah.
And the only way you're going to know is like the woman of God, young woman of God, just read here. You will seek me and find me. And when you seek me with your whole heart,
yeah,
not with your coming begging God, because everything's already been, it's already finished. It's already done.
It's already done.
We just have to receive it, because like we were teaching on Sunday, we get into a posture where we just start. God says that he'll supply all of our needs according to what? His riches and glory. In whom? Christ Jesus.
Yes.
But what we do, we have everything we really need, but we start whining about what we want. And as we said then, if you can find it in the scripture, God supplies all your wants, then let me know. Because I ain't never seen it. Okay? Help me out.
Uh-huh.
Because he says he'll supply all of our needs. So everything that we need is here, and that is his plan. You know, we get into a posture, we start begging God. And, you know, I want this, I want that. And then we sound like the little three-year-olds. To God we do. We could be 60 doing that. Sounding like the three-year-olds. Yeah, and that's what he's telling us. So this is where, like Gabby just read, this is where you make a decision for your forward movement. It's time to get up and move, people of God.
And Ada Green said, yes, I choose God's plan. I don't want my plans because they will fail.
and they will. Yes. And they may have worked for a little while.
They've done that.
So Gabby, so what is in your spirit today that you would like to share with the people of God today?
Okay.
God gave you.
Just to get them more people.
Yes.
Okay, so again, when I get my homeschool book, it's the end of summer for me and everyone in school. And I don't like penmanship. It's like I don't like it that much because you have to like write really slow and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But life isn't always going to be easy. You just have to understand that.
Yeah.
And you just have to get through it. And I'm in second grade and I'm already 7 and it's crazy like that.
I love it.
And 3 days ago, God told my uncle to go to church and he got saved.
Now that's powerful. So we thank God for your uncle. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, God is good. So, Gabby, you know, remember when you kind of talked to, but let me know, you can interrupt me and let me know if there's anything else you want that's on your heart that you want to talk about, okay? But let me just kind of flow, all right? So remember when you came and you said that you wanted to preach?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you were serious about it. And I just began to, you know, and sometimes I get kind of busy doing things, but the Holy Spirit just would not release you concerning the matters of your heart. So, and I know we all have a day, though your parents have a day plan and a strategy for this to happen, and we're going to want to invite our friends and family to the House of Glory for this amazing, incredible event. So this is an event, really. And y'all know how, and I just was graced, I said a little bit about it earlier, to be able to, I mean, graced and loved to go to the symphony. And I'm just like blown away how many people will turn out a coliseum, but not a church. I'm just amazed at it because now I'm enjoying this because everybody knows I love Stevie.
Yeah.
Hey, there is superstition. Yeah, I love me some Stevie.
Yeah.
And it was awesome sauce. But I could not pay attention out of all the stuff going on, which was really amazing, about how many people, this Coliseum is a three-row Coliseum. It looks like almost like a cathedral. And it's packed.
Wow.
For the sing, not even, it ain't even Stevie Wonder. It's the orchestra and the sing-along. Okay? And then you're looking at, I mean, people are, you know, most people say, well, I'm not ready to go back to church yet. Yeah, okay, but I've seen you at the Coliseum. Come on, y'all. We're just keeping it real. So this is the time and the hour, because look at what we're stewarding. This is our responsibility to get our children in the house of God. and in, get ourselves in there, because we can send the children, but if you're not doing ministry at home with them and bringing them up in the fear and the admiration of the Lord, when you do that, this is the result you get. Here at Seven, and like Angelina and Lily and Autumn and Jaden, all these children that we're surrounded by, I'm so honored, and we are going to give them room. Because it is our reasonable service to train them up, even in the house of God. Because we can't just say, well, you sit down, it's not your turn yet. And the Holy Spirit is stirring in them, because I never, I know the Lord said he'll pour out his spirit on all flesh. He didn't say when you're 20. Now, come on, y'all. Because he can use, if he can make a donkey talk and the rocks cry out, he can use a seven-year-old. Because she want to be used. She want to minister. She want to teach. She want to preach. Even just her presence here today, it speaks volume for this next Alpha generation. And I'm so honored to just be hanging out with you today.
Me
doing
too.
Life with you.
Me too.
Gabby.
And then she said, look, we're all matching.
She says,
yes,
because we all have a house of glory.
And I said,
today.
Yes, because we're what?
Team Jesus. So that is so powerful. So, you know, and even Gabby and I, we don't just do life on Sunday. She's at Bible study on Tuesday nights at Papa Jack and Mama Dalisa's, who's an amazing teacher who is a, he don't believe he is, but he's a scholar. He got a wealth of information.
Yes.
I mean, he could bring it to you in the Greek and in any other way.
Yes.
And he will break it down. And Gabby is there. And guess what she does there? She's a reader.
Yes.
And she's still a seven-year-old. Because after she reads, she's going to go play.
Yeah.
And even in church, when she gets up and declares and do all she do, she still goes to the back with her sister and the other kids. And she plays. It's okay to be who you are, but when God is pulling on you to come up, rise up. Rise up and be everything God called you to be, and then go back and play.
How I read so good is because my mom and dad teach me when I was only little.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, that's awesome.
And that's why I salute them. So right now, we're going to take the moment to salute them. So let's show you how to do that. Do this. Salute your parents today. We salute Alex and Daniel. Say your last name.
Sepulveda.
Today, for being the amazing parent that just, you know, parenting is a chore, but it's a chore forever. Not just, you know, the kids, parents say, I can't wait till you turn 18 to get out of my house. Don't push your children out too early. Don't push them out too early because they're not ready for this big, bad world. Okay, because there's nothing out there but the enemy to devour them and sift them like wheat. And then they come back and you're like, I knew you weren't going to. We've got to be careful today. And how we what we're doing with our children. And this is the season that God is raising them up. This is the time of revival.
Yes.
This is what you see here. Revival.
Yes.
This is the fire. When you see the 9, the 7, the 8.
Woo-hoo!
Come on now, the 15-year-olds. So I'm just honored, and I want to just take that. And, of course, we give God all the glory. We give him the glory, but it's all about the yes. It's in the yes. So when Gabby says, I'll sing, she goes up and she says, Pastor Marlo, I want to be part of the worship team. Not only does she do it, but she knows the order to it. She comes up and she subs with the leader. Now, I know she's already talked to her parents about it. And see, that's the first leadership is at home. And then she comes and talks to her pastor about it. And, of course, you know, I'm going to push her off the cliff like I do everybody.
Okay?
And you should see her. She is up. She's singing, worshiping. Yes. And then it's multifaceted. So, this is not just about Gabby. This is about the zeal that's in her at this age. Because when you have to see it to believe it.
Yes.
When you first come into the church, they're there to greet you.
Yes.
Love on you, her and her little sister, the best greeters in America that I've ever had. And I've been in church a long time. And these babies make you feel so loved. They so feel we're running after you out the door after church.
And then they'll come back and give you another hug. And you're like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I said, no wonder God said I'm going to become my little children.
It's so powerful.
Wow.
So they do that, and then once the worship starts, she's on the worship team.
Yeah.
Then she's during the worship. Then she the first person that's got a testimony.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's talking about the goodness of what happened, just like she did here in her family and the things that she declared. Then she gets up and do the tithes and offering covenant. And then she has a spirit of expectation, and she know what she's reading because when it manifests, she comes and say, you know the part of the covenant that we read, get checks in the mail?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said, we get lots of mint checks in the mail. Hey! That's powerful! But most people don't believe that that'll happen for them. You just getting up and you're saying, John's a meta John's, raise them up. You're not even believing what you're saying. Because when you believe it, it manifests. Checks come in the mailbox. I'm telling you.
And better jobs.
And
she's excited about Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I just wanted to take that moment and, you know, and just for people to understand the magnitude of, you know, not just you as Gabby, but as who is in you.
Yes.
And how God continues to prick your heart and encourage you to go to the next thing. I want to serve and worship. And we do understand that you are a 7-year-old girl, but God has so much need of you. And when you surrender at 7, and then you have a sister that's a warrior.
She's the one who loves to give hugs to everyone.
Over and over and
over.
So
tell us a little bit about Sophia.
Sometimes she's not nice.
But how old is she?
She's 3. And Mom always tells me she's 3 whenever she does.
That's
but
what Camilla told me.
I have to understand that.
Good girl.
And you know what that's called? That's called grace.
Grace.
Yeah. That's called grace, that you're so grateful to your. But one thing about it, she is going to be your protector. God is your total protector, but she's going to be the one, like Peter, cut off the ears.
That's smart. Yeah. We might go on the platform. We might go on the platform.
Yeah. And then especially with her big sister, you know, as they journey and as they grow and elevate in this dimension of the things of God, because Gabby is called to the supernatural.
Yes.
And it's her obedience that's going to open door after door. This is an open door today for her, you know, to sup with us and just to just see her nature and see she's still humble. And that's one thing I'm really going to be ministering as God elevates her to how to stay humble.
Yes.
And, you know, because that's such a tricky place where the enemy will trip you up.
Yes.
And that's the thing of mentoring, you know, and discipleship. Because you can lead people to Christ, but you have to disciple them.
Right, amen.
You have to walk with them. And, you know, and they make mistakes because we're still making them.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
We're still
yes.
making them. Yes. But, you know, we have accountability, too.
Yes.
I have accountability on the north, south, the east, and the west.
Yes.
And then whenever I'm out of lane, I hear the speed bump. When you're driving down the freeway and you know you're out of your lane, and you hear, I hear them in the spirit. And the Holy Spirit tells me, get back over there. You out of your lane.
Yes.
And I do. And it's also a thing of just learning that portion of who we are. So God is on the move, y'all. He's on the move.
Yes.
And as you can see, it's this next generation who has the zeal to move forward.
Yes.
And to go, instead of having to beg people to get up and pray, beg people to get up and serve, beg people to get up and give. You don't have to do that for this generation.
And they're going to be committed.
Yes.
And persistent and diligent. Woo!
Yes. Because even with Laura's grandbabies, they're at prayer night, global night. They out feeding the poor. Like Pastor Rick and Jane and the other girls, they were out there doing the things of God and learning how to love on people, even the less fortunate. Because sometimes we can get so churchy.
Oh, say it, Pastor.
We just forget about the people.
Like, we don't think.
Listen, listen, we're all one day away from a wake-up of something different.
Yes, that's right.
We don't never know.
Oh, yes.
You know, but we know we have him, and it's in him we move and breathe.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to take up the whole hour.
Yes.
But I just wanted to encourage the body of Christ to understand what our assignment is. In this season, especially the people of God, with our youth, our grandchildren, our children's children, our generational, because that's the heart of God.
Yeah.
He's generational. Yeah. You know, that's why he says a good man will leave an inheritance.
Yeah.
Not just for his kids, but his children's children.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to make sure that we have the mindset of that, right?
And it reminds me of my grandson, Josiah. He's 4 years old. He loves worship.
He
and
does.
Sometimes I'll be sitting down in the couch and he grabs my hand and goes, come on, Grandma, let's worship, let's dance. I'll be tired, but I'll be like, okay, I have to do it because, you know, he's wanting to do it, you know? And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And he'll dance with me.
That's
worship.
An intimate time.
Yes.
That's so beautiful. So I'm just excited that you're here today, Mom.
Yes, we are so excited.
Yeah. So you got something you want to talk about? You want to share?
No.
Not really? Okay, you just going with us today. So what we're going to do is have you read Philippians 3, 12 through 14, because remember we're talking about this alpha generation that is on the move.
So is it just this one?
Yeah, it's just Philippians
down
to... Down
to...
Okay. Ready, Laura?
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra de Dios dice en el libro de Galatas 3, versículo 3, 12 al 14. La palabra de Dios dice... Philippians, gloria a Dios,
okay,
al libro 3, del 12 al 14, dice, no que lo haya alcanzado, ya, ni que ya sea perfecto, pero que prosigo por ver si logro aquello para lo cual fui también ha sido por Cristo Jesús.
Aleluya.
Hermano, yo mismo no pretendo haberlo ya alcanzado, pero una cosa hago, olvidando ciertamente lo que queda atrás y extendiéndome a lo que está adelante.
Aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
So Gabby is going to read Philippians 13 and 12 first. We're going to elaborate it right now.
It's all the way to the 14? Oh, 14.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't read 14. Prosigo a la meta y al premio del supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria.
And Gabby, I want you to know I'm a student. And I'm learning, okay? I'm like you. I thought I'm learning how to read in Spanish, but I'm going to get better, okay?
Amen.
Thank you for your patience.
Before you
thank
y'all
for your patience.
Yeah, but we want you to say hello to who you want to say hello to on the live. Who do you want to say hello to? Her aunt and her grandma.
Christina?
Yeah, and her grandma, Miss Blanca. Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, so are you ready to read Philippians, just the 12 first, okay? Philippians what? 3 and what?
3 and 12?
Yeah, right now.
Mm-hmm. But
just read 3 and 12 right now, okay?
Doing that
for
the
12. Yeah.
12. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to say that I already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus has possessed me.
Now, this is what I love about Paul.
Mm.
He's saying, kind of like what Laura just said, I'm a student. This is what Paul is saying. He's a student. He's saying, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things. But he presses on, which means moving forward. You keep pressing on. And so you do that. So as we kind of break this down, so the purpose of this is in the pressing on, is in the fulfillment of God's amazing plan. So you're pressing in his plan.
Yes.
Because it has been paid in full.
Yes.
It really has.
Yes.
God said,
yes.
It's finished. He meant that.
Yes.
It's
yes.
finished because Christ Jesus paid a debt he did
yes.
not owe.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Abba.
And we do a disservice to the prize and the price if we continue to stumble and fumble.
Mm.
really, through the gift that's already been freely given, we were wrote into God's perfect plan.
Mm-hmm.
We really were. So what does 13 read, guys?
No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead.
Bam!
Mwah! Adelante!
So we're going to talk to the rearview mirror Christian right now that walks it out looking backwards. Allowing your past to dictate your future.
Wow.
Because when you do that, you're going to have a collision. Because if you just kind of follow us real quick right now, can you imagine driving your car or even a bike or a motorcycle, anything, while you're looking back?
Oh,
what's going to happen?
Man.
Now, Daddy can tell you what's going to happen. If your mom was driving her car looking backwards with her head turned back with the car going forward.
Like this?
Yeah, girl.
She's
going to
crash.
And that's what we do as Christians.
Yeah.
This is just an analogy, but it's just the truth.
Yeah.
This is what Paul is telling us. You know, and we're really not going to meet no completion until we get in the face of the King.
Yeah.
That's when we know we've arrived.
Because
in this life, like Mama Dolly say, we fight. It's the flesh, the devil, and the world.
Yeah.
And the flesh first, because you got to get past your flesh.
Yeah.
Woo. And then the devil coming.
Yeah.
And that's real talk. And the world got a whole bunch of dumb stuff. It's going to tell you that works and it don't work.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So this is true.
Yeah.
So let's just forget about yesterday because there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not a thing.
Yeah,
let's just forget
right.
that and
forget
press on
it.
And live in today. Because today really is all we have.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting next to your neighbor, just say, thank God I'm sitting next to you and I love you and I'm glad God woke me up.
Give him a hug.
Hey! Yes, right? It's so powerful.
Yeah. You have the audience.
Yes. Hallelujah. And that's speaking life. So this is a forward movement, guys. It's a motion that we take place in when you understand the plan and the purpose. Because if you don't understand it, you're going to be fumbling through your faith. Just like a football player on the field when he dropped the ball and he's fumbling and the next team and then you just, it's the spirit of disappointment that comes. It's, you know, you feel like you failed, you're a failure, but you're not a failure. Because what you want to do at that point, it's okay to make a mistake. Just don't keep making the same mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get up and dust yourself off and get back in line and go get your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Because
yeah.
if you don't, the component is going to come and get your stuff.
Yeah.
And then he's going to tell you how dumb you are. I'm just saying, he is. He don't care. He's not careful about his verbiage when he makes us feel. And then he beat us down like a hammer, and then we feel defeated, and we miss out on all the gifts that God has for us.
Right.
So when we understand the plan and purpose, we should no longer allow the past things and people to dictate our direction.
Yes. Amen.
So what if they made you angry? And get over it.
Get over it.
Build a bridge.
Quickly. They finally do it again.
So what if they left you?
Get
it's
over
a,
it.
It's an anointing on goodbye.
Yes.
Hello. So what if they stole from you?
Yes.
The attitude of moving forward is so what?
Yes. So what?
When you
love it.
Yeah. When you don't entertain what people do to you, and you just say, Lord, help them. And you begin to have a posture of prayer.
Yes.
And you pray for those people. And then you let them see God in you. Because what's going to happen is their behavior is going to mirror them.
Yeah.
Just like the word of God is a mirror.
Yeah.
And they're going to see themselves.
Yeah.
Isn't it something how people always come and say, well, the Lord told me to tell you. But what did he tell you about you? Why are you trying to tell me what he told you about me?
Yeah.
But he's not a God out of order. He's going to tell you about you before he tell you anything about me.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
So this is just true talk. It's all about the attitude
of
so what?
Yes.
Help them, Lord.
Yes.
That's all you can say.
Yeah.
That, right?
Yeah.
Just help them, Lord.
Yeah.
But help me, too.
Yeah.
Help me so I can just be the light and the salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? So the attitude of moving forward is the so what? Forgetting the past. Any day that's not today is the past. Okay, because now y'all know we say tomorrow, because here it comes. And tomorrow is to come.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the time, it's our own fault and our choices of people, places, and things that have positioned us where we are now. It's
right.
our decision.
Right.
And we start asking God, why did you let this happen to me? God didn't let nothing happen to you.
Yes.
You
yes.
chose to go down the wrong road.
Yes.
You
yes.
took the wrong turn.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you didn't ask God the plan.
Yes. Yes.
You did your plan.
Yes.
And now you see that it's not. And then this is the part that really we have to bring home. You can't keep blaming God for stuff you do.
Because
yes. yes. you ain't yes. checked with God about nothing.
Yes.
You just yes. got up, got in your car. You didn't wake up and say, oh, Lord, thank you that my eyes open today.
Yes.
You think it's your alarm clock and your job. You think that you moving and grooving and getting promoted and doing all this stuff and all of that because of your company and what you do. But if God didn't give you the breath, if he didn't touch you with his finger of love,
right.
if he didn't
right.
touch
Amen.
Your mind,
yes.
you would not be able to do any of
Anything.
That. Because there's some people right now today, a lot of them struggling with mental illness.
Yes. Yes.
Because they allowed the enemy to, they lined up and agreed with what the enemy
yes.
was telling them.
Yes.
That they're bipolar. No, that's a demon.
Yes.
And he needs to be dealt with. And you tell him, get away from me. I got the mind of Christ.
Yes.
You remind him who you are.
Yes.
And the word,
yes.
when I read it in the word, it says, you know, demons tremble.
Yes.
At that name.
Right.
At that name.
Yes.
Because you're trying to come in your name and you're going to be just like them sons of Sceva. Uh-oh, Papa Jack know about them, but I'm talking. Hello. He's going to wear you down and beat you down. And he ain't got no clothes on. That's how it goes. Read it for yourself. Papa Jack, look that up real quick and tell me where, so I can tell them where to go. Pastor Rick, somebody look it up about the sons of Sceva. So we can tell them where to go look it up. Because a lot of times when people don't know, because they're not, you know, they don't get into the depth of their teaching. And when we bring it out like that, they be like, I've never heard that before. We want to direct them where to go.
Yeah.
yeah. And we just be led by the Holy Spirit yeah. because I didn't even know we were going to say that. But okay.
Yeah.
So it's not us up here talking anyway. It is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's Acts 19:11-20.
Acts 19:11-20. Please read that story. Because the enemy was, he was, you know, we got to be mindful how we coming. And if you're not equipped to slap the devil, you better stay away from him.
Because
he's going to slap you. So listen, we got to press on. So Gabby, read this here. 14. What does 14 say?
Press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, though Christ Jesus is calling.
He's calling.
Yeah.
He's calling us. And look at Gabby. She answered her calling already at 7.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
know what her assignment is for the kingdom, for the heavenly prize.
Yes.
Because, listen, we cannot allow our past to speak louder than our future.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We just so caught up listening to what we, the mistakes we made and all of that. So what?
Because
the
his word, he speaks
all
others.
Yes. There will be troubles, but he has overcome.
He already overcame.
Yes.
The situation.
Yes. And half of this stuff, we do it to ourselves. And we just don't get with God. We don't ask him nothing. We don't pray about nothing. But see, God is after your obedience.
Yes. Yes.
He don't need your money.
Because
yes. it's his money anyway.
Yes.
Newsflash from the Mornings at the Mansion Show.
Yes.
When you look in your bank, that's God's money.
Yeah.
Some people don't believe it, but it really is. He blessed you to get it. You're just stewarding it.
Yeah.
Right.
You're stewarding the money, the cars, the houses. It's his
yeah.
stuff. This
yeah.
is his whole world.
Yeah.
So we need to quit fighting over who's going to live here, who ain't. Who going to, I mean, really. Because this is not our home.
Yeah.
This is not our home.
That is our home.
Yes.
Yes.
Our home.
We're back.
Say it again. Say it again, Gabby. Say it one more time.
Heaven is our home.
Woo! Heaven is our home. Now, if the 7-year-old know that.
This is not our home. This is just our worldly home.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
our temporary
God
home.
Just placed us here so we can, like, worship him. And then, so, because we have a job here.
Hello!
And to worship him, okay?
Talk
about it.
What is our job?
Our job is to tell people about him.
Woo!
And I did that 2 times.
Make sure
people get it.
And and we just have a job here, and we just were placed here because God is making our homes in heaven.
Yeah.
And he placed us here so we can have like a worldly home while he's still making the home.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And it's gonna be mansions and everything.
Yeah.
This mansion ain't got nothing.
And then after this, you're going to your real home.
Oh. Oh. After this, that's a new topic. That is so powerful. It is so incredible that we have to understand that. And this was kind of the analogy the Lord had given me. So we're going to talk about it a little bit together. Have you ever played Monopoly, the game?
No, it's
a board game. But anyway, some people play it, some people don't. It's just a game that we used to play. You got some new stuff now. Sorry, Gabby. Okay.
So back
they have some new stuff. Okay. But I want to give this quote from one of the most amazing, one of the spiritual fathers to all of us. It's from Dr. David Jeremiah. And this totally pricked my heart. So I kind of want to share this a little bit before we close and let Gabby give us our conclusion of the day. But it's like life is like playing an aggressive game. An aggressive game. Hear this now. An aggressive game of Monopoly. We want to win all the houses. Come on. Property, the money, and et cetera. And the excitement of the winning is all that we want. After all, didn't Gabby just say that?
Mm-hmm.
After this.
Mm-hmm.
And after this, all your winnings at the end of the game, this is so powerful. You have all of this stuff that you consider everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that you have to put it all back in the box. This is in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put it any kind of way. You got to put it back properly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put the houses with the houses group, the cars with the car group. The $1 bills go one. The fives go one. Come on, y'all.
And the 100
going one. Okay. You got to stack it all together in an orderly fashion. And you pack the game away, and it goes, and the game goes back on the shelf until the next set of players. Okay?
Mm.
Life is exactly that way.
Mm-hmm.
We store up all this stuff, and we think we have won. Until that one day someone else comes and packs all your stuff up with the next set of players. And if y'all don't get that part.
One more time.
Hello. Because listen, like Gabby said, this is not our home. Because one day you're going to leave your stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is what the man of God was telling. One day you're going to leave your stuff, and it's another set of players.
Mm.
And you better hope it's your children, and you better be able to tell them how to deal with the stuff you leave them.
Because
if you don't teach them how to steward
while
you're living, and I'm just going to put it out there, because in most cultures, in the African-American culture, you have to wait till the people leave before you even say that's your stuff. So they don't teach you. I didn't kind of have that, but that happened. And this probably happens in a lot of cultures.
Yeah.
But they don't teach you how to steward their things or even your things.
Yes.
Then when they leave all this stuff, it's a hot mess. And you can't take none of it with you because, like Gabby just said, God is right now preparing us here on this in this world while he's hooking it up. In our heavenly home. So listen, and this is what happens. And then we come to realize that we don't win the true heavenly prize.
Ooh. Ooh.
We are all called to keep pressing on towards the upward call through Christ Jesus. That is God's plan for us.
Yes.
We're here to worship him. We wake up for worship.
Yes. Yes.
We wake up to magnify.
Yes.
We don't wake up to argue with your spouse. Who does that?
Yes.
You don't wake up to pick on your children. That's in the word. Don't do that. Don't provoke your children because that's a sin.
Yes.
That's what the Bible tells us. That is not of God.
Yes.
We got to get it together. We got to learn not only to steward stuff, but to steward people.
Yes.
You have to steward, and please, steward your clergy. If you got pastors out there, be a blessing to them.
Yes.
Don't be saying, oh, they got more than I got. Well, listen, you don't know what they done been through.
Ooh,
to get to what they have to just come to teach you while you talking about, I'm good.
Yes, I mean.
And if you have a friend, be that friend that you want your friend to be.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Because if you don't get it right here, how you going to go over there and do it when we get to the heavenly home? Because they never partying and singing, and now they work over there too.
Right.
They working over there. And they trying to make room and prayer for us. Like, do y'all just hear Gabby just tell y'all? This is what's going on.
Yes.
But we get so caught up in this flesh,
yes,
in this worldly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even move forward in him. And you think you're moving forward because you got a promotion? Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all know how they say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, the bigger they are, the harder they fall? Come on now. That's how it happens. And then that spirit of depression and all of this stuff comes on us because we don't have no power.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't have no power because I'm one that said as a walking it out in a upper management position, I said, this is not for me because I feel like I got the lot of the people. I was selling my soul. I'm not doing that. So I gave my 2-week notice. I didn't even have a job because I could not do that no more. And guess what? God just want to see what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And every door in this industry open for me effortlessly.
Yeah. That's how he knows.
With no job. I'm telling you. Because you got to get on his plan.
Yes, right. Yes.
Because your gifts are what make room for you.
You will right. open
doors. That no man can shut. Won't he do it? Won't he do it, Debbie?
What?
Won't he do it? Won't he open the doors that God will do it? He'll open doors for like your new house. Did you get a new house? Your mom and dad? How long you been in your house, Alex?
It's going on like 2 years.
So, yeah, that's new, girl. 2 years?
Yeah.
That's new.
Amen.
That is beautiful. And you
I
can
think
ready.
I think I bought the house
until 2 years. You was five. So, look at that. That's still new. That's probably not new to the 7-year-old, but that's new. Okay. So, guess what else you've been having new? A new baby.
Oh
yeah, a new baby sister.
I know it's gonna be very hard.
You think so?
I think so because
tell us why.
I need to retell everything.
You're gonna be the big sister.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but Rob's gonna do all that.
But look, but guess what else? Now Sophia gets to be a big sister too.
Now she's not the little one.
That's right. Yeah, she's gonna watch her. She's gonna. Like, well, you know, she's already kind of taking charge.
I'm so mad at her, but she's going to be the leader of Isabella.
And her name is Isabella.
Isabella.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, we're all excited about it.
Daddy wanted to call her Izzy.
Izzy? So is mommy okay with that?
No. I do not.
No. Wow. So you're gonna call her Isabella.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny because I
want
to call her
Bella.
I wanted to call my Luke Ezekiel. Ezekiel, that's the name I wanted. But my husband like, no, people are gonna call him Easy, and I'm like, no, they're not Ezekiel. So we ended up naming him Luke. I said, Luke, you were supposed to be Ezekiel.
but Luke is the bomb though.
Yeah, but Luke is the bomb.
Yeah, he is the bomb.
Yeah, he is.
As we kind of wrap up this dimension of this teaching about moving forward into this next alpha generation of the young believers and how they have the zeal, you know, it's about their confidence in God.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's about building a strong foundation
of
the next generation.
Yes.
You know, and it's starting now because they are part of the promise.
Yes. And Delina Lily, come over here, my cheerleaders and outreach.
Come on, girl. So here's the deal, Gabby. You know, I know that scoot over just a little bit, real time, so they can stand up.
So
I know that God has a perfect plan, guys. Y'all okay? Who's going to take this one?
I want to take this
one. You
want to
take that one?
Look at her.
Okay. So I want to say this as we close with this alpha generation here, because this is the next generation. And we have way more children that we do life with that are sold out, that serve, and in their obedience. So here it is. God, he can count on us. the Lord, he really does count on us. I know he can count on you, Gabby, and Lily, and Angelina. He really can. And we cannot continually get caught up in the things of this world. Because even Gabby says that we're just here to get everybody ready and tell them about Jesus and work for the kingdom. Because we have a heavenly home. So this is what she's saying. So it's honestly okay for us to have things, but we cannot let things have us. Amen. And that's what we want to close with today in the Word of God. But we want to ask the kids, is there anything, the girls, is there anything that y'all want to close out and tell the people of God that's on your heart before we close? Gabby?
Thank you for watching. And I've been so grateful for you to watch today.
Amen.
And, Hi, Gigi.
Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, Lily. You got something you want to share? No? Angelina, you ready?
I still hope that everybody remembers, speaking to the Lord, the devil does not try to come upon us.
Amen! Yeah. Hallelujah! Well, you can't close it out no better than that, ma'am. Wow, and thank you for that, speaking that blessing over us as we continue to go out into the world and teach the gospel. So I'm just encouraged by these young women of God and how God has put a zeal in them, and they show up. And I thank God for their parents and grandparents and how encouraging they are to the body of Christ. So we ask that you pray for this next generation of the body today. And we're going to ask Laura to close us out in the prayers. We pray over them. And what was so powerful, Laura, before you, when we first, they were led to pray for Gabby this morning. They got together, held hands with our leaders, and they prayed for Gabby to be just Gabby on this platform today. Now, see, that's power.
Yes.
When another set of young generation prays for the generation that's coming up and not feeling some type of way, you know, because the enemy could trip us all up, like, why her, not us? But they know it's about her today and her time.
Yes.
And they really talk to the Lord and ask the angels of heaven to come and be with her.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yes.
And I just thank God for that.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mark.
And my granddaughters, they understand and ask Gabby too that we are what? Team what?
Team Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm so excited about it. So Laura, you want to call that in prayer?
So Father, we just thank you, Father, for so much love you've given us through this beautiful children and daughters and just all the familia that keeps growing and growing. God, continue to multiply and expand our territory, Father, with souls, God, for your glory, God. We know that it's for your glory, my King. So I speak blessings over every believer and every warrior that's tuning in, that's watching, all our studio audience. Y te damos gracias, Padre, por tu presencia, por tu amor, por futuro generación. Y te damos gracias por tu presencia, Padre lindo. Y sigue haciendo tus obras, tu trabajo en nosotros para tu gloria. And we just pray that you continue to do your will, Father, in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody say,
Amen.
Woo! Amen. 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 Amen.
We got leadership in the house today. I love that. And then to our Facebook familia that keeps growing and growing.
Share the video.
And we thank you. And thank you, Gabby.
Thank you, Gabby,
for being here, hanging out with us today and speaking the word. God is so, he has so need of you. He's so excited and so proud. Amen. So
Amen.
Until next Tuesday.
We have a special guest next week, so y'all come and join us.
Yes,
this is
such a great time. Yeah, so God be the voice.
Yes,
want to tell them about with your new hairdo? Yes, that's so awesome. So tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m. Hallelujah. We will see you guys.
On fire.
Yes. She ain't scared.
God bless y'all.
Love you guys.
Love it.